People in retirement communities, typically over 65 and often with underlying conditions, are at greater risk of serious illness from COVID-19. That's why independent living facilities institute stringent protocols. It's also why one facility in Porter's Neck committed early to educating its staff. While the Davis community has documented 5 COVID-19 cases as of Saturday, neighboring Plantation Village has 2. Executive Director Zane Bennett says the current restrictions on residents can be hard, though, canceling milestone birthday parties, requiring families to visit through a window pane and a telephone, and 2-week quarantines for those who cross state lines. While the tough protocols seem to be working, there is an element Bennett can't control. His employees.
You know, one of the natural fault lines in this whole thing is we cannot control what happens outside of the Plantation Village gates. At the end of the day, people go home to their lives. They may have different beliefs, or they watch a different channel, or they get their news from somewhere else. And that has been one of the biggest concerns.
To combat resistance to protocols, Bennett asked his staff early on to imagine how dramatically COVID-19 could affect residents.
So we printed out our directory, and we overlaid that directory of photos with some of the percentages we were seeing at the time, and we started taking pictures out of the directory, and that caused an emotional response.
One surprising upside of restrictions, says Bennett, is the number of older people who've decided they can learn new technology and now use Zoom or FaceTime to communicate with loved ones. According to state health officials, there have been 12 cases of COVID-19 in New Hanover County nursing homes, none resulting in deaths. Brunswick County has not been as lucky and has seen 4 deaths so far. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.